Today's Shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Tainis, our new Masechta, which we started yesterday, Daf Gimel. And yesterday we discussed what are the sources for the Nisuch HaMayim, the special water libations that we bring on the Mizbeach on Sukkos. And today we're going to give another reason. And we begin in the Gemara, three lines from the top, Gimel Omed Aleph, with the words Tanya. We bring down the following Braisa, Tanya. Rabbi Nosson tells us the Pasuk, in we read it by Rosh Chodesh Lenin, by Kodesh Hasech Nesach Shichor LaHashem. So the Pasuk uses a strange lotion. It says, you shall bring Hasech Nesach Shichor. You shall go bring libations that are Nesach Shichor LaHashem. It uses a different lotion, Hasech Nesach. So therefore, this double lotion, the Braisa tells us, Rabbi Nosson says, Bishnei Nisuch Nakosim Medaber. It means that there are times that we bring two Nisuchim. Echod Nisuch HaMayim, V'echod Nisuch HaYayin. One will be the water libations in addition to the regular daily wine libations. Where it says, who says it means water? Ema Tarvayu D'chabra. Maybe both of them mean wine. Maybe there's two wine libations that you have to go bring on Sukkos. So Gemara says, no. Im Kain, if that were true, Lichtov Kra, the Pasuk would have said the same exact Lashon. It would have said Haseich Hesech, or it would have said Naseich Nesech. Since it uses a different Lashon, my Haseich Nesech, from the fact that it changes the Lashon around, Shamas Minah, Chad Demaya, V'chad Decharma. Therefore, we learn from here that there are two separate types of Nisachim that we bring, sometimes wine libations only, but then sometimes we add to it water libations during Chag Sukkos. That is another source for the concept of water libations on Sukkos. Now, in yesterday's Gemara, we said a number of different shittos as to when we start saying Mashiv Ruach Mordei Goshem. We had Rabbi Elazar the first day, we had Rabbi Huvudin the Seir the second day, we had Rabbi Akiva on the sixth day, and we finally had, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua on the last day, and Rabbi Yehuda saying a different time on the last day. Now, in Rashi Dibur HaMaskil, Elo Rabbi Yeshua, he points out that the next Gemara is definitely not asking about Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer, Osi Shapir, he says in the middle of this Dibur HaMaskil, he certainly can fit into the fact that Nisuch HaMayim is on the 7 days of Sukkot, because he starts from day one. Tomorrow's going to ask, what about all the other Shittos? How do they fit in with the idea that Nisuch HaMayim should be the 7 days of Sukkot? Albeit, we also do Nisuch HaMayim on Shmini Atzeres. Elo Haditnan, we learned in a Mishnah in Sukkah, not that long ago, it said Nisuch HaMayim Kol Zayin, that we do Nisuch HaMayim all 7 days of Sukkos. Now, whose opinion is that in accord with? So, as again, I just pointed out, from Rashi says it certainly is in accord with Rabbi Eliezer. We're asking on the other opinions. Rabbi Eliezer starts on day one, there's 7 days of Sukkos, so certainly this Mishnah is in accord with his opinion that you say Mashiv Ruach Mordei Goshem, that's dealing with the start of the Lulav and Esrog, as we pointed out, which deals with the Tlalim, which deals with the rains, and therefore that mentions HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mashiv Ruach Mordei Goshem, so therefore that would also certainly be that he holds Nisuch HaMayim as all 7 days. But do the other opinions go in accord with this Mishnah? Mani, that's what the Gemara is asking. E, Rabbi Yeshua, if you're telling me it's the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, he says that we just start saying Mashiv Ruach Mordei Goshem on the 8th day, i.e. on Shmini Atzeres, so name Chad Yoma, then he would maybe only hold that Nisuch HaMayim is 1 day. Rabbi Akiva, who says we start bringing the Nisuch HaMayim on the 6th day, so then Trei Yom, then he has the 6th day and the 7th day. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, if this is the opinion of Yehuda ben Beseira, who said from the 2nd day, so then there's Shisha Yom, then there'll be only 6 days. So who of these three Tanoim is in accord with the opinion of this Mishnah and Sukkah that says Nisuch HaMayim is all 7 days? So Gemara says, Leolam, in fact, it is Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. It is the opinion of Yehuda ben Beseira that says that we start Nisuch HaMayim on the 2nd day. Where does he get then 7 days? Usvirile kirab Yehuda de Masnisen. And he holds like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. Don't get confused with all the different Rabbi Yehudas. This is not Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. This is the Tana Rabbi Yehuda. This Tana Rabbi Yehuda of the Mishnah in Sukkah, the Masnisen, holds as follows. This Mishnah at the very end of Sukkah says that Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, that the argues with the Tanakama, how much is the Nisuch HaMayim? The Tanakama, the Chachamim say it's Shlosha Lugim, and he disagrees and says it's only Belog Haya Menasech. That's number one point that he disagrees with the Chachamim. And number two, he says Kol Shmona, that you do Nisuch HaMayim all 8 days, the 7 days of Sukkot, plus Shmini Atzeres. Oh, if you're doing it on Shmini Atzeres, and you're starting on the 2nd day, Umeifik Rishon, you remove the 1st day, because Yehuda Maseir says you don't do Nisuch HaMayim on the 1st day, Uma'ayel Shmini, but you add the 8th day, i.e. Shmini Atzeres, so that's the 7 days. So therefore, let us say that this Mishnah in Sukkah is actually in accord not only with Rabbi Eliezer, but it could also be in accord with the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Mibaseira, who holds, like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, that you do Nisa Chamayim on the 8th day, and therefore there are 7 days, counting from day 2 through day 8. That's what the Gemara wants to suggest, but the Gemara says no. U'mayishna rishon d'lo. Why does Rabbi Yehuda Mibaseira say that the first day we don't do Nisa Chamayim? Again, Rabbi Yehuda Mibaseira was the one that darshaned the extra mem on the 2nd day. It said Nisochim, and the extra Yud Nisochel on the 6th day, and the extra N Kemish Batam on the 7th day. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Mibaseira's whole drasha cannot be like Rabbi Yehuda the Tan, who says that we do Nisa Chamayim on the 8th day, because the Chiremize Mayim, because this remez that Rabbi Yehuda Mibaseira brought down, that we have Nisa Chamayim, is because of B'sheni Huda Remize. It starts on the 2nd day, and it ends on the 7th day. It's day 2, day 6, and day 7 that are the remozim to Nisa Chamayim, the extra Mem Yud Mem. So Shmini Nami, therefore on the 8th day, just like you're not starting on the 1st day because his remes starts on the 2nd day, so too you can't include the 8th day because his remes ends on the 7th day. So B'sheni Hudu Remizi, so Shmini Nami, Ki Remizi Mayim, B'Shvi Hudu Remizi. He ends the remes on the 7th day. So obviously, Rabbi Yehuda Mibaseira only goes from day 2 through day 7, which is only 6 days, and we're stuck and we're back where we were beforehand. Who's the author of the Mishnah in Sukkah that says Nisa Chamayim is called Zayin? Shmuel says, you're right. Elo, it is in fact Rabbi Yoshua. He, it in fact is the Tana Rabbi Yoshua. And what did the Tana Rabbi Yoshua say? That the concept or the idea that we have to do Nisa Chamayim all 7 days is not based upon these psukim, the extra mem, the extra yud, the extra mem, like both Rav Yehuda ben Beseira and also Rabbi Akiva had learned, but it's based upon Aloch Lamosh Misinai, Hilchus Gemirullah. And we see this, the famous statement, the Omer Rav Ami, Omer Rav Yochanan. Rav Ami said the name of Rav Yochanan, who said, Mishum. Again, I mentioned many times when we have the word Mishum, it means he didn't hear it directly from him. He heard it from his Rebbeim, heard it from his Rebbeim, who heard it in the name of Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Chordon. And that's why he uses the Lashon Mishum as opposed to Omar, because he didn't hear it directly. But it was said over the name of this Tana, Rabbi Nechunya, Ish Bikas Beis Chordon, that there are several halacha moshe b'sinai dinim, that we have a Kabbalah, that these are these dinim. Well, number one is Eser Netios. Eser Netios, if you remember correctly, we actually learned this during the month of Elul in 5781, before we started the Shemitah year of 5782. And this din of Eser Netios is that when you plant new trees, young trees, so if you plant them in a certain size area known as a saw, a base saw, which is 2,500 square amma, so then in this area, you are allowed to go and plow to support and save these trees, otherwise they will die. You can plow the entire area. So we have a Kabbalah, we have a Halach L'Moshe Misinai, that these Eser Netios, even though the Shemitah year technically starts 30 days before the Shemitah year for what you're allowed to do to the karka, but there's a Halach L'Moshe Misinai that if you have these 10 planted saplings in a size field of a base saw, you're allowed to go and plow that field even during the month of Elul, right prior to a Shemitah year. So that's the first halacha l'moshe b'sinai. The second one is Arava. As Tosus brings down over here, the Arava is Shemei Kifin as a Mizbeach, that we surround the Mizbeach, that we go around the Mizbeach, and we use the Arava every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, and 7 days on Hoshana Rabbah. So this is also, how do we know this? This is halacha l'moshe b'sinai. And finally, the din that we're interested in, Benisa Chamayim, the whole idea that there is water libations on Sukkot, all 7 days of Sukkot, is a din of halacha l'moshe misinai. So this is the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. He says he starts saying Ma'aseh Ruach Morda Goshem on the 8th day. But the fact that there's Nisa Chamayim, that's halacha l'moshe misinai, and he would be in accord with the Mishnah in Sukkah that says there's Nisa Chamayim kol zay. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. This is a brisa that we had earlier, and we said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Again, he didn't hear it directly from Rabbi Yeshua, but he heard it in the name of Rabbi Yeshua. That over the Teva beyond to Achmas Shulchag, the Chazonim on the 8th day of Chag, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So HaAchron, only the one that davens Musaf, is Maskir, says Mashiv Ruach Mer Goshem. HaRishon, the first one, i.e. the one who davens Shacharis, ain't a Maskir. He still says either Morin Atal, if that was the Nusach that he had, or he says nothing like the Nusach of Ashkenaz. And Yom Tov HaRishon Shal Pesach, as opposed to on Pesach, here, HaRishon, the Baal Shachris, is still Maskir, Mashiv Ruach Mer Goshem, continuing what they had been doing, and we only switch over, as we pointed out, the difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad, the one who davens Musaf, Ha'achron Eino Masker is not going to stay any longer. Mashiv Ruach Meragoshim. Now, this was said over in the name of Rabbi Yoshua. So the Gemara now asks, hey, Rabbi Yoshua. Which Rabbi Yoshua are we talking about? Now, there's a very, very famous Tana, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, that we find throughout Shas as the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer. This is Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol, Rabbi Eliezer Hyrcanus, and they are famous Bali Plukta throughout Shas. They're both Rabbeim of Rabbi Akiva, contemporaries of Rabban Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, and these two great Tanaim are Bali Plukta throughout Shas. So the Gemara asks, is this the Tana Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya that we're referring to over here? Ilema Rabbi Yoshua de Masnisin, if you're going to say that this is the Rabbi Yoshua who's mentioned in our Mishnah, that it says on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres, we start being Maskir Gevuras Geshomim, we say Mashiv Ruach Meragoshim for the first time on the last day. So is that in accord with this Rabbi Yoshua that we're bringing down now in the Braisa? Doesn't seem to be. Ha'amar, we said in our Mishnah, just Biyom Tov Achron Shulchaku Maskir. Our Mishnah didn't specify a difference between Shacharis and Musaf. Our Mishnah seemed to say that on the last day, on Shmini Atzeres, we start saying Mashiv Ruach Meragoshim. Implication being, it could even be at night, or certainly by Shacharis morning. So therefore, this doesn't jibe with the Braisa that says that the Rabbi Yeshua that the Braisa is talking about distinguishes between Shacharis and Musaf. So it can't be Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah. Ella, you know who it must be? Ella Rishua the Braisa. It must be the opinion of Rishua that we mentioned in the Braisa, that we had a whole discussion. Do we do it from the taking of the lulav, like Rabbi Eliezer says, or do it from the putting down of the lulav, like Rabbi Yeshua said in the Braisa we learned yesterday? So, it must be that Rabbi Yehuda is saying it over the name of that Rabbi Yeshua, Ella Rishua the Braisa, the Rishua that's recorded in the Braisa. But there it said, Omar, Mishaz Hanachoso. Again, when you put down the lulav, we stop taking the lulav on the seventh day, implication being that this Rabbi Yeshua holds like the Rabbi Yeshua of our Mishnah that doesn't distinguish between Shachar and Musaf. And he says, on the last day, Shmini Atzeres, you start saying, Masiv Ruach Meragoshim. So again, the Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, or the Yeshua in the Braisa that said it's by the time of Hanachas lulav and Esro, when you put down the lulav and Esro, that would imply either you start saying it at night, or certainly by Shachar's time on the eighth day. So that can't be the Rabbi Yehuda that is quoting Rabbi Yeshua in the Braisa that we just brought down. Where it says, Vesu, furthermore, we have another Braisa, and it says there, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mishum Ben Besera. Now here it doesn't tell us who this Ben Besera is, and we'll see in a moment, there's a Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besera, who we have mentioned already, and then there's also a Rabbi Yeshua Ben Besera. The Ben Besera were the leaders of Klai Yisrael. There were three brothers. Two of them are named Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yoshua, and they were the leaders of Klai Yisrael before Hillel came onto the scene, and when they recognized the greatness of Hillel, so they abdicated their leadership of Klai Yisrael and said, Hillel is much more worthy than we are. In any event, Rabbi Yehuda says over the name of A. Ben Besera, Mishum Ben Besera, and he says, Ha'ovel of Ne'ateva, Beyond to Achron Shulchag, Ha'achron Maskir. It says over here in the name of Ben Besera, that the last one, the one who davens Musaf, he's only Maskir. Now, which is this Ben Besera? Hi, Ben Besera. Ilema Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besera. If it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besera, so this can't be. Ha'amar B'sheni B'chagu Maskir. We've already given an opinion to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besera. That is that we start saying Nisa Chamayim, and therefore Mashiv Ruach Meragoshim on the second day. He was the one, the famous drasha of the Mem Yud Mem. The extra Mem on the second day, the extra Yud on the sixth day, the extra Mem on the seventh day. So it can't be that this Rabbi Yehuda is saying over in the name of Ben Besera that it's Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besera. Ella, and here we now get to the answer, which Rabbi Yoshua? Amar B'Nachum B'Yitzchak. It must be Tehei, the Rabbi Yoshua Ben Besera. Not Rabbi Yeshua Ben Chananya, the famous Rabbi Yeshua, the Bar Plukta of Rabbi Eliezer, who we already mentioned is the author of our Mishnah, and we already mentioned previously in the Braisa, who holds that there's a difference between Shacharis and Musaf on the last day. But no, this is the opinion of Rabbi Yoshua Ben Besera. And he is sometimes referred to as Ben Besera, and he's sometimes referred to as Rabbi Yoshua. Zimnim dekori le bishmei, by his own name, Rabbi Yoshua, and Zimnim dekori le bishmei di Abba, and sometimes he's known as Ben Besera, only after his father. Why? Why sometimes one, sometimes the other? Before he got smicha, so he was known by his father's name, Ben Besera. After he got smicha, then he was already known and recognized in his own name. And therefore, when he's called Rabbi Yoshua, it's Labasar after the Lismichuhu, after he got smicha. And therefore, that is the Tana that we're referring to when Rehuda says, Mishum Ben Besera. That is the same Tana that we had. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. And this Tana, Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra, he makes a distinction between Shachris and Musaf on the last day, but not Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. He doesn't make such a distinction. Only Rabbi Yeshua ben Becerra makes such a distinction. By Shachris, you're not Maskir Geshomim, and by Musaf, you are Maskir Geshomim. And that is the answer to the question, hey, Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi points out, before he got Smicha, Lo Avi Choshev, he wasn't considered so Choshev and important, and therefore, Korule Bishmei Dabur. He was known and remembered because who his father was. And afterwards, when he reached the point where he got Smicha, he became Choshev on his own, and now they called him by his own name, Rabbi Yehoshua. More continues and says, Tana, we learn in the following Braisa, in regarding to the Tal, which is another word that we have for do, and Motor is the word that we use for rain. So in regards to Betal, and in regards to Beruchos, the winds, so Lo Chivu Chachonun Lahaskir, you're not obligated to say Mashiv Aruch Umorid Atol. That's the opinion that the Gemara is bringing down in the name of this Tana. We don't mention necessarily, nothing wrong with it as we'll see, but we don't specifically mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Tal, and we don't specifically mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Ruach. We don't have such a chiyuv to do so. The Gemara will explain why in a moment. However, the Imbol Lahaski, if one wishes to go and say specifically Mashiv Aruch and Morid Atol, Maskir, he has permission to do so. There is nothing wrong with it. It's not Osir. Now, my time out. What is going on over here in this Braisa? The reason why we're not obligated to go and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Tal and thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the winds is because they're not time dependent. Lefi she'ein ne'etzorim. They don't ever stop. They are always present. The world cannot exist without having Tal and Ruach at all times. As Rashi brings down, Shumole, and the Bach adds the word ne'etzorim, if they were to stop, ain olam iskayim, the world could not exist. And therefore, v'hai damar mitzvila mashiv ruach meragoshim. Why do we even mention them when we say maskir gishamim? La bishum chiyav. It's not because it's an obligation. Elochol geshem hu maskir. He's mentioning the geshem. And by the way, he's also going to mention already the wind in that situation, but you're not obligated to do so. And that's why Tosfos as well brings down over here. There's no kepeda, there's no chiyav to go and mention morid hatol. Afilu b'mosachama. And then this is Nusach Ashkenaz, it doesn't mention Morid Atol during the summer months when we stop saying Mashiv Ruach Morid Goshem. So Nusach Sfar does mention Morid Atol, Nusach Ashkenaz does not. And Tosfos says, V'ochi Yechusa, Tosfos passing like the Nusach Ashkenaz. V'mlo Amar B'mosa Geshomim. However, if you didn't say during the Mosa Geshomim Mashiv Ruach, and all you said was Morid Goshem, V'dilek Mashiv Ruach, and you didn't say anything about Mashiv Ruach, and you certainly didn't mention anything about Morid Atal, hey, Masirin, you don't have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, as long as you said Morid HaGoshem during the winter months, you Yotze, and if you want to, you could theoretically say Mashiv Ruach Morid Atal, or just Morid Atal in the summer months, but if you didn't, you're not Mechoyer to go back. Tosos over here is Nusach Ashkenaz. There are other Rishonim that do bring down the custom, of course, of Nusach Sfar to say Morid Atal, and again, each person should follow his custom. The Vilna Gaon is famous for holding, in this situation, like the Nusach Sfar, which is to say Morid Atal, and in Eretz Yisrael, it seems to be almost uniformly accepted, because of the Tamidim of the Gra that moved to Eretz Yisrael, that everybody, even Nusach Ashkenaz, says Morid Atal. Elu v'elu, divrei Elokim chayim. Halach l'maisa, there's a big advantage to the Nusach Sfar that says Morid Atol, and that is, if you mention Morid Atol in the wintertime, so then bid the Eved, your Yotze, saying Mashiv Ruach Morid Goshem. And therefore, Nusach Sfar, the people that say Morid Atol during the summer months, so then they're used to saying something. So either they know they said Morid Atol in the summer months, or even by accident they said Morid Atol in the winter months, so bid the Eved the Yotze, and they wouldn't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas Nusach Ashkenaz, it doesn't say anything if they don't mention Morid HaGoshem, so then they have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So, the Braisa taught us that the Tal and the Ruchos, they never stop, and therefore we're not obligated to go and mention them because the world can't exist without them. The more question is, this is Vital, Minolan, Delo, Miyatza. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never stops bringing the Tal? So the Gemara brings down the famous pasuk from Eliyahu HaNavi, we find in Malachim Aleph, where it says, "Dechsev Vayomer Eliyahu HaTishbi." Eliyahu HaTishbi came from a place known as Tishbi, and he was Miyoshve Gilad, from the people who lived in Gilad. So the great Eliyahu HaNavi said to Achav, when Achav, who was a Rasha, wanted to go and do various things wrong, incorrectly, lead the nation astray, so Eliyahu took away the reins from him. And it says, "Chai Hashem, Elokei Yisrael. He swore by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to say. Asher amadati lefanav, I serve and stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and im yeh hashanim o'ele tal umotor ki im lefid vari. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him over the keys of rain. This is what we alluded to the other day, that while HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't normally give this over to a malach on a regular basis, or to a Navi, he did give over the mafteach of rain to Eliyahu HaNavi. Therefore, Eliyahu to Elacham, because you're such a Rasha, until you go do tshuva, there will not be any tal umotor kiyim lefi dvari, except when I say so. Now, Uksiv, after this maisa occurred, 3 years there was a great famine, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes and tells Eliyahu, lech, hey, Roy El Achav, now is the time to end this famine. Go to Achav. This is the Maiso Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. And go and tell Achav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be returning the rain. So that was the message. Now it said, I'm going to be returning the rain. That no motor. Now, Eliyahu said, I'm stopping the tal and the motor. Why didn't he go back and tell Achav that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now going to return the tal and the motor? He didn't tell Achav anything about returning the tal. Why? My taima. So the Gemara says, Bishon, when we turn to Gimel Amud Beis, the reason why he doesn't mention the tal being returned is because the tal never left. The lo miyatzar. Oh, here we see a clear cut raya that the tal never left. Gemara asked the obvious question. Then why did he tell him that I'm going to not give you tal? He told him, I'm going to not give you tal and water. But if the tal never stopped, then why did Eliyahu tell him, I'm not giving you tal? If the tal never stopped, Eliyahu ishtabue lomale. Why did Eliyahu swear to Achav? He swore by the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're not going to have any tal umotar. So that was incorrect. So I says, no, this is what Eliyahu meant. This is what Eliyahu taught at the start of the famine to Achav. And he said, afilu tal debracha nami lawasi. Tal is going to come, but the special tal, the tal of bracha, that you're not going to have, just like you're not going to have mutter. So when Eliyahu told Achav, you're not going to have tal of mutter, he wasn't talking about general tal. That will still come. But the special tal of bracha, as well as all of the mutter, as all of the rains, that I'm going to withhold from you for this 3 years of this famine. So the Gemara says, so then how come we don't find that Eliyahu said back to Achav, and now I'm going to return the tal shel bracha? Lahadri the tal of the bracha. So you should have said, I'm going to now return the tal of bracha as well as the mutter. Why didn't he mention that? So the Gemara says, Mishum de lo minkara milsa, because the difference between regular tal and tal of bracha is not recognizable by people. As Rashi says, the ho tal have a meikara. V'lo ya'achav rosha moda b'chazira the tal shel bracha. Achav would say, hey, you didn't do me any favors. We had tal beforehand, we have tal now, no change. Because di havi omar, be'at no tal umotor, if he would sell Achav, who was such a rosha, I'm now going to return the tal and the mutter, the tal shel bracha and the mutter, Achav mekantro. Achav would argue with him and say, "Omo, shlo netzar. We never stopped having the tal. You're a liar. Yeah, you're just lucky. You're just a good meteorologist guessing what the weather will be, but you have no control over it. So therefore, that's why Eliyahu didn't mention that he's returning the tal shel bracha, because the regular tal never left, and that's what the Gemara's proof is, that tal lo miatzar. And therefore, we don't have to specifically mention Morid Atal at any point during the year. And this is the, again, the halacha the Tosfos brought down, this is the halacha l'maisa for the Ashkenazim. Now the Gemara continues and says, now some have the Girsa Ella, and says on the side, and then Yaakov Lessa, in any event, Ruchos, mino lon delo miatzri. The next part of the Braisa said that not only was the Tal never stopping, the winds never stop as well. So now we ask that when Rabbi Chanina said in the Braisa that the Tal never stopped, and that the Ruchos never stopped, what's the source for that? Ruchos min olo and delo miyasri. Rabbi Chanina said that the ruchos never stopped. That's why the Braisa said we don't have to mention them. What's the source for that? So Rabbi Shuvan Levi, the Yom HaKor, because we have the following pasuk in Zechariah. The pasuk says, ki kir arba ruchos, that you, Klai Yisrael, will be kir, like the arba ruchos ha-shamayim, the four winds of the shamayim, the north, south, east, and west winds, peirashti eschem ne'om Hashem. I have spread you out like these four winds. Where it says, my kamalu, what exactly is Zechariah telling Klai Yisrael? Hilema, if you're telling me that this is what Zechariah said. Halchi kamalu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. This is what Zechariah is telling the Nevuah to Klai Yisrael, that Hashem said as follows, De'bidretinchu bi'arba ruchei di'amo, I'm going to spread you out to the four corners of the world. That's what the Ruchos means over here, to the four corners of the world. So why did he use the Lashon Ke arba, like the arba ruchos. Ihochi, he should have said, not ki arba, bit arba mi boile. He should have said, I will spread you out to the four corners of the world. Why is it like the four corners of the world, the winds of the four corners of the world? So therefore, the Zechariah is giving us this message, Rabbi Shuvan Levi says. El Hochi Kamer, this is what Zechariah is telling Klai Yisrael, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kishem shi I epshor la'olam b'lo ruchos, kach I epshor la'olam b'lo Yisrael. Just like the world can't exist without these ruchos, the ruchos never stop. The world would fall apart if we didn't have the ruchos. So too, the world would not be able to exist if it wasn't for Klai Yisrael. And that's what it means. Kir arba ruchos ha-shamayim. Zechariah is telling us a message over here that, yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to spread us out, but he's telling us also a positive message that we are essential to the being of the world. Just like the winds are essential to the being of the world, the winds never stop, Klai Yisrael will never stop. And that's the source that we have for the ruchos lo ma'atzrei. So now we have the source for the tal lo ma'atzrei from Elio, and we have from Zechariah that the winds never stop as well. Amr Ruchanina. Ruchanina says another statement, Hilkoch, Bimosa Chama, Amamashiva Ruach, Ein Machzir no So. If, when you say during the bracha of Mechaya Mesim, in the summer months, when Nusuch Hashanah says nothing, Nusuch Slide says Morid Atol, if you were to say Mashiva Ruach, either by itself or with Morid Atol, Ein Machzir no So, you don't have to go back, because technically it's correct that is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is blowing the winds, Mashiva Ruach, albeit he does it all year long. However, Amar Morid HaGoshem, if you were to say Morid HaGoshem during the summer months, when the rain, the motor, is in fact, the Geshem, is in fact a klala, Machzir no So, then you do have to go back and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, and this is Halacha L'maisa, both according to Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad. If you bring down and say Mashiva Ruach Morid HaGoshem in the summer months, after Pesach, until Sukkos, so then, in fact, you would have to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, because you're inserting a klala into the bracha of the Shemoneh Esrei, and therefore that's not allowed. Rabbi Chanina continues, and he says, however, b'yimos ha-geshamim, during the winter months, if lo amar ma'ashiv ruach, if you just said morid ha-goshim, again, that's not the nusuch of anybody, but if you just said morid ha-goshim, lo amar ma'ashiv ruach, but you didn't say ma'ashiv ruach, hey, ma'ashiv ruach, so technically you don't have to repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, as long as you mention morid ha-goshim, so then you yotze, because, as we just pointed out, Rabbi Chanina said that the winds never stop. So therefore, you don't have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu specifically in the winter or the summer for the winds. However, lo amar morid ha-goshim, if you just said mashiv ruach and you didn't mention morid ha-goshim, then machzir no so in the winter months. If you don't say morid ha-goshim, so then you have to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. Lo out furthermore, Rabbi Chanina says, el afilu amar mavir ha-ruach umafriach atal. Even if a person were to incorrectly say at any point during the year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does stop the wind and he does stop the tal, nevertheless, ein machzir no so. It's incorrect, they never stop, and therefore, well, you shouldn't say such an incorrect statement, it doesn't make you have to go and repeat the Shemoneh Esrei. So the Gemara is telling us that even if you go so far as to, so to say that the winds and the tal actually do stop, that still isn't enough to be chozer the Shemoneh Esrei. That's what the va'od means. Now the Gemara continues and says, Tana, we learned in the following braisa, the ovim with the clouds over ruchos and the winds, similar to what we just said about the tal and the winds, likewise, to mention that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings clouds, as well as HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the winds, there is no obligation to go and do so. However, but if somebody does mention them, then you have the right to halachically say so. And Rashi brings down over here that what would you say? So he says the lashon would be mekasher ovim. He's the one that ties the clouds. In other words, he's the one that brings the clouds. Okay, if you wish to say such a lashon, you have the entitlement to do so, but certainly if you didn't mention it, you wouldn't have to go back and say it. My timer, why don't we have to mention as well anything about the clouds, as well as the ruchos? The ruchos we already explained. So Gemara says, my timer, what's the reason not to mention these specifically? Again, the same reason that we gave before for the tal and the ruchos, we give here for the clouds and the ruchos and the spraisa, mishum delo me'atzre, because they never stop. So the Gemara says, really? The lo me'atzrei, here again we question the idea that they don't stop. V'atani, we learned in the following braisa. V'atani, Rav Yosef said, V'yotzar es ha-shamayim ve'lo yemotor. Right, the famous pasuk from Shema tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stop the shamayim, he'll plug up the shamayim ve'lo yemotor, and it won't rain. Now, what does it mean when it says V'yotzar es ha-shamayim? It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will stop the clouds and the winds, min ha'ovim, the clouds, and haruchos. Gemara says, you're telling me Yotzar HaShemayim means that they'll stop the clouds of the Ruchos. Maybe not. Maybe, Oeno, Ela Minamotu. Maybe it means they'll stop the rain. But no, no, look, can't be, because look at the next words. Yotzar HaShemayim, V'lo Yematar. Kishuomer, V'lo Yematar, Harimatar Amor. The next part of the pasuk tells me that there won't be any rain. So the first part of the pasuk, Yotzar HaShemayim, can't be talking about the rains. And therefore, Homani Makayim, Yotzar HaShemayim, it must mean Min Ha'ovim, Umin HaRuchos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will stop the Shemayim, it means not rain. The next statement is Lo Yem Motar. So Yotzar HaShemayim means Min Ha'ovim, there won't be any clouds and there won't be any winds. So how can you tell me now the Kasha, how can you tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't stop the clouds and the winds? Here it clearly says that he does. Yotzar HaShemayim means he will stop the Ovim and the Ruchos. So Gemara says it's a double kasha. Kasha ruchos or ruchos. We already said that the winds never stop. And here this b'risa says the winds do stop. And kasha ovim avogim. You just told me that in the b'risa it says that the clouds never stop. And here it says that the clouds do stop. So it's a double kasha. So Gemara says, no, each one's not a kasha. Ovim avogim, the clouds. One b'risa says the clouds don't stop. And this b'risa said the clouds do stop. Little kasha. They're not contradictory to each other. Depends what type of clouds you're talking about. Ho b'charfei. When we talk about the clouds that never stop, that's talking about the charfei. Rashi says, these are clouds, bechiros, that come early. Haboim lefnei hamata, they come before the rain. Those einon otsos, those never stop. However, the afle, Rashi says, habos muharos, they come la'achar mata, they come later in the season, after the rains. The shenios lamata, they're subordinate and secondary to the rain. And therefore, when it says Yotzar HaShemayim Lo Yematar, Bekiven the Ein Kulam Netzaros Lo Chivu LaHaskir. Since only those clouds are stopped, but the other clouds are not stopped, so therefore we don't interpret that HaKadosh Baruch Hu totally stops the clouds. Therefore, there's no steer over here. Some clouds, the post-rain clouds, what are called the off-lay, they do stop, but the earlier clouds that come before the rains, the charfei, they are never stopped, and therefore we say that the clouds are never stopped, because there are some clouds that are always present, albeit there are the off-lay clouds that are in fact stopped, and that's why there's no steer in the brisa. Similarly, ruchos haruchos lokasha, the brisa that says that the winds never stop, and this brisa that said, v'yotzar HaShemayim, that the winds do stop, it's also not a kasha. Depends on what type of winds you're talking about. Habiruch b'tsuya, the regular winds, they never stop. However, the winds that are unusual, Habaruach, She'ena Metsuya, those winds are sometimes stopped by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what it means, Yotzar HaShemayim, and that is those winds that are stopped. Rashi explains, the Eina Metsuya, it says, Kisev Yotzar, Vaviluhochi, Lo Chivuhu Lahaskir, the Sagile B'Metsuya Ruchos. The world could stand, the world could survive with just the regular winds. So those are the reconciliation, that the regular winds never stop, but the unusual winds, they do stop. Rashi explains, here we didn't want to say the earlier winds, the Harfe, and the later winds, the Afle, because the Ruach Metsuya never stops, neither the early ones nor the later ones, and therefore we have to give the terrors of Ruach Metsuya versus the Ruach She'eno Metsuya. More questions is to say, how can you say that the Ruach She'eno Metsuya never stops? Those are also necessary for the support of the world. After all, Ruach She'eno Metsuya is necessary. Chazio, we need it. Levei Dore. What is Levei Dore? So Rashi explains, Legorin, for the storehouses, to do Lizros Hakashin, to separate out the chaff from the wheat. Hakashin, the stalks, Minatvor, from the wheat, in order to separate them, to winnow them. V'nechayev Lahaskir. And therefore, since we need such strong winds, we should have to mention them, because if they stop, the world won't exist. So the Gemara says, no, technically, you can get by without those strong winds. After all, Epshor b'navosa. You know what you could do? You could take some sort of a sieve and separate out the chaff from the good wheat. And therefore, even if there is no Ruach She'ena Metsuya, the world can survive. And that's what it means, that those winds sometimes aren't here, like the Brisa said, Yotzar HaShemayim. However, the Ruach Metsuya that's always present, that never stops. Mark continues discussing these various meteorological events, and the Gemara says, "Tano, we learn the rights of him, the clouds, the ruchas, the winds, shnios lamotar." Rashi explains that shnios means kimat shemoilos kimotar atzmo. They're almost as good as the rains themselves. In other words, the clouds and the winds are essential to growing good crops. Tosos adds on, again, this shows you these Tosos are explanatory Tosos. He adds on, and he says, shnios means in Mila, in their pecking order, so to say, they're the second best. Like a person says, the Amri Inshe, Mishneh Lamelech, the second in command, the viceroy, so he's known as the Mishneh Lamelech. So Shnios means the second best. So this price is telling us that clouds and winds are almost as good as the matter. Shnius l'matter, they're the second best thing to the matter. What are we talking about? Hechidam Gvor says, Amar Ula v'Temer Rav Yehuda, the Basa Mitra. These are referring to the clouds and the winds that come after the rain. That is almost as good as the rain itself. Somehow it's very, very beneficial. So Gvor questions this. It says, L'meimra d'mali yusuhi. You seem to be implying that the clouds and the wind that come after the rain are very, very beneficial. But then, how do you explain what it says in the Tochacha? It says, V'achsiv, Yitin Hashem es mitar artzecha, HaKadosh Baruch will give you the rains, and then it will be Avok the offer. It will be not good for you. It will make things actually very avok the offer, very dusty and dirty. Bamar Ula v'Temer Rav Yehuda, either Ula or Rav Yehuda explained this in the following way, that this is referring to the Zika, the winds, the Basa Mitra, the coming after the rain. And it says that they will bring about dust and dirt. So, not good. So how can you tell me that the winds that come after the rain are good? Here in the Tochacha, it certainly says that they're not good. So again, the Gemara says, look, Kasha, it's not a problem. It all depends on the type of wind. When a wind is a calm, gentle wind, so then it's benachas, so then that's a very good wind to have after the rain. However, if it comes with force, if it's a storm, then it's no good. As Rashi points out over here, wind that comes after the rain could sometimes be good if it's a gentle wind because it doesn't raise up a lot of dust. But if it comes with force, so then it raises up a lot of dust. And therefore, Rashi is apparently not goris the next words, which we have in parentheses, v'boyesema, as this is another reason, hodomali avok, hodolomali avok. He says, no, this is the understanding of those rains that come benicha. That's referring to the low mali avok. The gentle winds don't raise a lot of dust, and therefore that's not a bad type of a wind. However, those who come with a storm, those who come with a lot of strength, so then the mali avok, they raise the dust up, and that's not good. They spread the dust around, and they destroy the crops. So according to Rashi, this low kasha is one teretz. There's no ibois aim over here. And that's the way we should understand the Gemara. Tosos has, hodosanicha, doesn't necessarily explain, like Rashi does, that this is Ibayis Ema, is the same explanation. It's possible from Tosus that it could be that the Girsa of Ibayis Ema is present. Because Tosus says, the first time when it says, those that come benicha, pirish, kishiyardos benachas, those are chashuva, those are important. It doesn't say why. And those that are bad, kan barazia, kolom avachazot, they come with strength, vazenotova, and they're not good. But Tosus doesn't explain that it means mali avok, and lo mali avok, and maybe Tosfos would have the gears over here, v'boyesema, that there's another reason that those raise dust and those don't raise dust. In any event, the Gemara continues and says, Yamar Rav Yehuda says, Zika de Basa Mitra, when you have wind after the rain, it's almost as good, kimitra, it's almost as good as the rain. If you have Eva, which are clouds, de Basa Mitra, also kimitra, it's almost as good as the rain. If you have Shimsha, the Basa Mitra, if you have sunshine after the rain, that's even better than the rain, Kitrei Mitri. That's as if you had a double rainfall. So it looks like everything is good after the rain. Whether you have wind after the rain, you have clouds after the rain, you have sunshine after the rain, everything's good. Limutei Mai, what's not good after the rain? Seems like everything is good after the rain. So Gemara says, Limutei Gilhi Delelya. It says, if you have Gilhi Delelya, that's not good after the rain. What is Gilhi Delelya? So Rashi tells us, it's a foreign language word, and he says, "Virov gili belelya shochiach." They come at night, and this is some sort of a light that you see at nighttime. And again, Tosos, as we've explained, is coming to more explain the Gemara. It's like a Rashi commentary. Pirish zricha salayla. This is some type of light that you see at nighttime. Shekorin again also gives a foreign language word for it. When you see that, it's not good. Likewise, the Gemara continues and says, Vishimsha, the sun, that comes the Beini Karche, that comes in between the bald spots. Now, what does that mean? So Rashi explains, it's talking about sunlight that pierces through from the clouds. Shebein ha'ovim. Shenir ha'bemakum echot ora, ha'bemakum acher ma'onin. In some places it's sunny, in some places it's cloudy. That's like a kireyach, like a bald person. In some places, yes, here, sheish lo'soros, b'makum echot, the karche b'makum acher, and he's bald in other places. So that type of sunlight after the rain is not good. If it's partially cloudy, partially sunny, that's not good. Tosu says the same idea. He says that you have over here some sun and some clouds. Zeh, the Shemesh Lomali, then the sun in that situation is not going to be beneficial. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Rava, Rava tells us, Male Talga, Talgo is Sheleg. The Tuf and the Shin are often interchangeable. So it is good, Mali, it's good to have Sheleg, Leture. Leture are the mountains. Kichamisha Mitre. They're just as good as five rains. We said a moment ago that sometimes the sun right after the rain is as good as two rains. So if you have a storm that has snow in the mountains, so that is extremely beneficial. That's like having five rains for the ground. Where do we see this? Shenemar, because we have a pasuk that tells us in Iyov, Shenemar kila sheleg, to the snow, Yomar heve oretz, snow coming to the ground has five benefits to it. It's vigeshem, it's like rain, it's like matar, it's like vigeshem, another mention of rain, mitros, and a double mention of matar, uzo. This shows the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, these five adjectives, you have geshem twice, and matar twice, one times in the plural, so that's three, so that's like five rains. So that's the pasuk from Iyov that alludes to this statement that Rava made. Finally, one more statement from Rava before we conclude this year today. Rava said, Talga leture, the snows for the mountains. Snow is very good for the mountains. When it snows in the mountains, that will eventually melt and it will bring lots of water to the ground. Mitra, rain, is razio l'ilone, that helps the trees to grow. Mitra allows the trees to grow well. And mitra, rains, are also nichol leperi, are very good for the fruits, as Rashi says, shiori benachas, when the rain comes down nicely, that's good for the perisatur, that's good for the various grains and the fruits in the ground. And finally, he says, we turn to Gim, Dalet Omer Aleph, or pila, this that is known as gishomim dakim, Rashi says, these very light rains, like a drizzle, that's their name, kach shimon, afilu lepartsida, they're very good even for partsida. What are partsida? So Rashi says, hagarin, these are the seeds, tuse, that are underneath, shetachas, kola, which is, we've mentioned many times, a clump of earth, mahanyale, it's very good. So these very light rains are very good for the seeds that are just buried a little bit underneath the surface of the ground. Gusha shel karka. Mahanyale, it's very good for it, as Rashi says, shemaslu levatzveitz v'la'alos biyat, that such rains will cause the seeds to sprout and start growing right away. Gemara asks, my orpila, what exactly is this orpila? We said this very light rain, so the Gemara tells us, uru pile, it goes and wakes up the pile. Pile are cracks. An elephant is known as a peel because of the, so to say, cracks in its skin. Its type of skin, it's not smooth, has filled with lots of crevices and cracks. So therefore, that's uru pile. It opens up the ground. This light rain allows the seeds to go and crack open the ground, and that's what the word urpila comes from, uru pile. Rashi has two pshatim over here. The first one is, shesosem stokyaret, that this rain causes the seeds to grow and actually plug up the cracks in the ground. But then he has, lishnachrina, shemagadeles, it allows the seeds to grow, umetzamechas, and they sprout, hagarinin, haomdim vistokyakar, that are in these little cracks in the ground, the furrows in the ground, where you planted them underneath the ground. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.